Sit back and get ready. We got lots to cover today. We'll bring you all the latest. It's just 5 days until the election. 5 days. How could that be? We'll go over this Miles Taylor, this creepy little sleaze bag, and he really is. We'll talk about the social media heads, besides the, you know, these guys testifying, the head of Twitter, Facebook, and Google, besides the censorship, the blocking free speech, looking at these guys, it was quite frightening. What a bunch of creepy-looking weirdos. That Dorsey of Twitter, if you looked out your window and that guy was walking around your house, wouldn't you call the police immediately?
Exactly. That guy is creepy.
What a Jeffrey Dahmer-looking weirdo. I mean, jeez. Anyway, we'll get to all of that coming up. So the big news is the number has just come out. The GDP grew 33% in the last quarter. Here's some notes here from Steve Moore. Not only is that the biggest growth, the biggest quarter ever in the history of America, it's double what the last record was. The previous record was set in 1950. This is double the previous record. 33% growth in one quarter. It is unbelievable. Now, if you read the New York Times, that's the headline, Clouds on the Horizon. good GDP number, but clouds! The clouds are on the horizon. So this is really killing him. Expect the New York Times to put out another one of their bombshell stories either Friday or Sunday. You know, they call it the October surprise. That's usually done the weekend before. Did we have one the weekend before, last weekend? There must have been. There's one.
I think we have one every day.
But expect somebody, the New York Times or somebody, probably the New York Times, that's usually where they launch these things, expect them to launch some bombshell over the weekend, this coming weekend, something to try to take out the president. They've tried everything. Now, let me just point out this last time, well, not last time, there have been 500 of these bombshells. One of them was this op-ed piece in the New York Times by Anonymous about what it's like around the real Donald Trump, how horrifying he is in private. What a horrible person. Now, when did that Anonymous come out? That's a while ago, right? Was it 2 years ago?
Almost 2 years. Yeah, 2 years.
2 years ago. And you didn't know who Anonymous was, but it was a very, very, very senior official. Some rumored that it was Mike Pence. Some rumored that. Remember all the names?
Oh,
all the
yeah,
names
right.
You knew. Senior, senior, senior official. It's so big we can't even tell you who it is. That's Anonymous. Well, it turns out, and this is how corrupt the New York Times is. This is how much the New York Times lies. They knew exactly who it was. They admitted they knew who it was. It was not only not a senior official, it wasn't any kind of an official. It was a staff guy, and he wasn't even the executive assistant, a chief of staff. You know, at a cabinet department, a chief of staff is an executive assistant. It's the secretary. It's the executive assistant. This wasn't even the executive assistant. This was a deputy to an executive assistant in a cabinet department. This is a guy who never had anything to do with Donald Trump. Trump says he never met him. The guy produced a picture, but it's clear from the picture that he never met him. It was one of those pictures with some event, and he poses with everybody. You know, he puts his arm, puts that big Joe Biden fake smile on, takes the picture. Then the guy pushes you out, next, and they you know, do this with 50 people. So he never actually met him. They never had a conversation, didn't know the guy. So this guy's name is Miles Taylor. Boy, is that a swamp name. That is a Northeast elitist establishment swamp name. That is real swampy. Miles Taylor is Anonymous. And it turns out he didn't know the president. He had no relationship with him. He was a junior staff guy. The New York Times knew that, and they lied to you, and they conned you. President Trump called this guy a sleazebag. At least this is a rally yesterday.
Anonymous turned out to be a low-level staffer, a sleazebag, who's never worked in the White House.
Yeah, he never worked in the White House. He never had anything to do with the White House.
Anonymous was a nobody, a disgruntled employee who was quickly removed from his job a long time ago for, they tell me, incompetence. I don't know what for, but they tell me incompetence. You know where he works now? He works at CNN.
Yeah, you know, he'd been at Google for about a year. He went to Google where he was head of security. I don't know what the hell Miles Taylor would know about security. I mean, if somebody said, you better watch out, Miles Taylor is coming, would you be afraid? Our head of security, Miles Taylor. So
this guy's a low-level lowlife that I don't know. I have no idea who he is other than I got to see him a little while ago on television, and I think they threw him out a long time ago.
Yeah, he became a CNN contributor, but it is correct to call him a sleazebag because he is a sleazy guy. He conned everybody with that op-ed piece. He let you think he's some sort of senior official, which he was not, and he misled you by making you think that he knew President Trump, that he had some sort of relationship with him, which he didn't. Then at CNN, he lied to everybody. And at Google, he lied to everybody. All his coworkers say he just out and out lied and lied and lied, said he wasn't the author. He was never the author. You know, CNN put him on the air and asked him on the air, and he lied on the air. He lied to Anderson Cooper. He lied to Chris Cuomo. He just lied and lied and lied and said he was not anonymous.
You lied to us, Miles. You were asked in August if you were anonymous here on CNN with Anderson Cooper, and you said no. Now, why should CNN keep you on the payroll after lying like that?
Chris, it's a great question, and I'll just give you the blunt truth. When I published a warning, I said in the book that if asked, I would strenuously deny I was the author.
Okay. Now, why should CNN keep him there? Because two reasons. One, he hates Trump and he lies. Perfect for CNN. That's the mission statement. Hates Trump and lies. But you can always tell when it's a bad question. When you're interviewing people, if they ever say, now that's a great question, then it's a bad mm-hmm. question for two reasons. One, if it's a great question, nobody should even notice it. It should be so under the radar, the question. A great question is where, as soon as you say it, they start opening up and answering you. When you ask the question, they go, well, Chris, that's a great question. It means the question was too obvious, and they're now going to, whenever somebody says, well, that's a great question, means they're not going to give you a real answer. I'll praise you with the question, but I'm not going to really answer it. I think this is him with Anderson Cooper.
Anderson Cooper a beer.
Oh.
I owe him a mea culpa. And the same thing for other reporters who at that time period asked me, are you anonymous? And I said no, because I wanted that work to stand on its own two legs and deprive the president of an opportunity to do one more personal attack to distract from his record. But look, I'm here tonight to say that was me. And
Okay, who could listen to this guy? I like that first
part. I owe
part,
Anderson
though.
Cooper a beer.
What is he talking about? Do you think Miles goes out to get a beer?
I don't know anything about this guy.
Yeah, no, I know. He don't look like, and I know Anderson Cooper. He's not a guy who wants to go out and get a beer. It's not, you know, he's one of those guys with a double, triple foam, extra this, soy milk, cabbage. He's not a guy. Miles and Anderson, you can't see them going to O'Lunny's to get a beer, can you?
No.
I don't O'Lunny's. See them walking
in. I'm glad you picked O'Lunny's, one of my favorite places.
Oh, okay. They're all the same. O'Lunny's, O'Houlihan's, O this, O that. But I can't. You wouldn't walk in with them and say to the bartender at O'Lunny's, "Hey, this is Miles and Anderson." They've never met anybody in there named Miles or Anderson. So, hey, speaking of funny names, Tony Bobulinski. Who have you watched this guy on TV? What a credible guy!
Yeah.
Very, very credible guy. I mean, he's got credentials that are perfect. He's got, he's a military guy, an officer. And when you watch him, he's so credible. It's just the name, Tony Bobulinski, you know.
He should have been anonymous.
it sounds like just like from the Cleveland Indians. Coming in to play right field, Tony Bobulinski. So it doesn't sound like a, but Tucker Carlson had him on Tuesday night. Looked at the ratings. Tucker Carlson, you know, all the fake news will tell you, no, nobody's watching this story. Nobody cares about this Hunter Biden. It's not registering. Have you seen all that on fake news?
All
the networks?
Yeah.
All the networks will tell you, you know, when he mentioned Hunter Biden, most Americans don't. People don't know this story. They've never heard this story. They don't know what he's talking about. Well, then how'd you guys know about it? How would you know, you fake news guys? Obviously, you heard about it. If you heard about it, real people have heard about it. So Tucker Carlson had Tony Bobulinski on Tuesday night and set the all-time ratings record for any show ever on Fox. 8 million people watched it. This is like a It almost tied the World Series. 8 million people. Tucker Carlson, normally 2 million, 2.5 million. In a good night, 3 million. 8 million. What does that tell you?
A lot of interest in this story.
Yeah, and obviously if Tucker averages 2.5, 3 million, something like that, 8 million is almost triple. So that means these are viewers that came from elsewhere. These are not your normal Fox viewers. They came from all over the place. They heard about Tony Bobulinski was going to be on. So obviously when the people were calling everybody and they were going to everybody, Tony Bobulinski is going to be on tonight. Nobody said, who? So they all watched. It was a big, big night. Trump doing these rallies yesterday.
Whoever did this microphone, don't pay him. You know, I have a reputation for not paying. And it's a false reputation. When somebody does a lousy job, like a microphone that's no good, or like teleprompters that fly with the wind, I say, don't pay him.
Yeah. You know, that's true about him not paying. You remember when he was running and they found these contractors and these business guys? He never paid me. I couldn't get paid. He wouldn't pay me. I asked all the top real estate guys, and they said it's a system they all use. If you do a great job, you get paid. If you do a phenomenal job, and Trump does this too, you get paid. If you do a phenomenal job, you get paid plus a bonus. If you were okay, you get paid like 90, 120 days late. If you stunk, you never got paid. And it's a system they all use because they can check out a guy when he comes to them. Oh, you worked for Donald Trump. How was he? Ah, he never paid me. They know he stinks. So that's the way it works. Biden did a rally yesterday. Let me see here.
We can't afford 4 more years of a president.
Now, I just want you to hear the difference. Notice when Trump talks, it's very echoey because it's 45,000 people. It's a stadium.
Whoever did this microphone, don't pay him.
You hear? You can tell he's in a big, big, big place. Biden, it's always an empty parking lot, and he's talking to himself. You can hear in the sound.
We can't afford 4 more years of a president who, instead of fighting the virus, attacks doctors. I can't get over this guy. He attacked doctors claiming they're over-reporting COVID cases because they want to make more money.
Every doctor in every major hospital, and I know a lot of them, I've been talking to them all the time, getting the lowdown from them. And these are great doctors. Every one of them has told me everywhere in the system they're over-reporting cases, always. And a good example is when you have it and you recover, they test you to see if you've gotten rid of it, and you'll still test positive. And sometimes they have to test you 3-4 times over a week or two, sometimes 5 or 6 times before you'll finally test negative. Well, each of those 5 or 6 positive tests are counted as separate cases. That's one reason the numbers are up. Also, if somebody dies from something else, but there was a little corona involved, or they could say it was, the hospital will call it a corona death because, and I forget exactly why, the hospital gets an extra $3,800 for a corona death. So they do inflate the numbers. That's any doctor will privately tell you about that. So that's fine. But Biden,
hundreds of people, including old Americans and children, were stranded in sub-zero freezing temperatures for hours. Several folks ended up in the hospital.
Yeah, there was 40,000 people, maybe it was 30,000, showed up in Nebraska for a Trump rally. And then when it was over, there was so many people, there was no place to put all these cars. So they used parking lots somewhere, and they had buses, shuttle buses, to bring everybody. And then there was such a traffic jam leaving the rally that the shuttle buses couldn't get back through the traffic jam to pick up these people. It took 2 hours to get through the traffic jam. This is like at 11 o'clock at night. And these people were stranded in the freezing cold. So Democrats, fake news, is making a big deal out of this. They never get the real point of it, though, which was, they said, well, Biden didn't do anything like this. You don't have to worry about a traffic jam at a Biden rally. First of all, they don't need a shuttle bus. Biden can give them all a lift. It's 5 people. It's... Can you imagine? This Biden is just, why do you even call it a rally? He's yelling in an empty parking lot. And when you see those 6 people, 3 or 4 of them are news guys, media people. They all got their own cars. You know, I don't even know if nobody's ever checked to see if any real person has ever shown up. They may all be media people sitting there.
Well, he supposedly has a rally in Tampa today. So, you know, and so does Trump. So it'll be interesting to compare the rallies.
Okay, well, I put up a picture. Check out my Twitter. Follow me on Twitter. I put up a picture on Twitter. It's a crowd. It's a close-up of a crowd. Looks like there's about 30,000 people. And then the caption says, see if you can guess. Is this a Biden rally or a Trump rally? I think we'll know which is which. So, and also, don't forget, Trump gets up there with no notes, no teleprompter, and just ad-libs for an hour and a half. Just ad-libs, and it's brilliant. Biden gets up there and just recites these memorized cliches off a teleprompter. Same ones. He's been saying this for 40 years. We choose hope over fear when you're sitting around the kitchen table. The same bumper sticker nonsense. Hey, we'll get to Mayor de Blasio coming up. We'll get to these Twitter idiots. We got lots to get to. We'll get to Governor Cuomo. Quite an expose on him in Forbes magazine, his little patronage mill, his pay-for-play deal. We'll get to all of that coming up. But check out the webpage. There's a lot of good stuff up there. Let me just update it. I forgot what we got today. Oh, yeah, you got to watch this. This is the Biden speech. Watch this chunk of a Biden speech and tell me this is not the single dumbest speech ever. It's on a teleprompter. All he's got to do is read it. You can't tell what the hell he's saying. It is the most jumbled up, mumbled. Watch the worst, single worst speech ever given. Also, I don't know if you saw Ted Cruz scream at the Twitter CEO, Jack Dorsey, and tell him off. Here's the whole 3 minutes of him. This is an incredible, incredible, relentless attack on watch Dorsey get yelled at by Ted Cruz. It's brilliant. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/mark. 710WOR.com/mark.